Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 26, Part 1, Stimulation for Ecstatic Love. Some things which give impetus or stimulation to ecstatic love of Krishna are Krishna's transcendental qualities, Krishna's uncommon activities, Krishna's smiling features, Krishna's apparel and garlands, Krishna's flute, Krishna's buffalo horn, Krishna's leg bells, Krishna's conch shell, Krishna's footprints, Krishna's places of pastime such as Vrindavan, Krishna's favorite plant, Tulsi, Krishna's devotee, and the periodical occasions for remembering Krishna. One such occasion for remembrance of Krishna is Ekadashi, which comes twice a month on the 11th day of the moon, both waning and waxing. And on that day, all the devotees remain fasting throughout the night and continuously chant the glories of the Lord. As far as Krishna's transcendental qualities are concerned, they can be divided into three groups: qualities pertaining to Krishna's transcendental body, qualities pertaining to Krishna's transcendental speech, and qualities pertaining to Krishna's transcendental mind. Krishna's age, Krishna's transcendental bodily features, Krishna's beauty, and Krishna's mildness are qualities pertaining to Krishna's body. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's body, and therefore the transcendental features pertaining to Krishna's body are the same as Krishna himself. But because these qualities stimulate the devotee's ecstatic love, they have been analyzed as separate causes of that love. To be attracted by the qualities of Krishna means to be attracted by Krishna himself, because there is no real distinction between Krishna and Krishna's qualities. Krishna's name is also Krishna. Krishna's fame is also Krishna. Krishna's entourage is also Krishna. Krishna and everything related with Krishna, which gives stimulation to love of Krishna, are all Krishna. But for our understanding, these items may be considered separately. Krishna is the reservoir of all transcendental pleasure. Therefore, the impetuses to love of Krishna, although seemingly different, are not actually distinct from Krishna himself. In the technical Sanskrit terms, such qualities as Krishna's name and fame are both accepted as reservoirs of love for Krishna and as stimulation for love of Krishna. Krishna's age is considered in three periods: from Krishna's appearance day to the end of his fifth year is called Kaumara. From the beginning of the sixth year up to the end of the tenth year is called Pauganda. And from the 11th to the end of the 15th year is called Kaishora. After the beginning of the 16th year, Krishna is called Yovana, or a youth, and this continues with no change. As far as Krishna's transcendental pastimes are concerned, they are mostly executed during the Kaumara, Pauganda, and Kaishora periods. Krishna's affectionate pastimes with his parents are executed during Krishna's Kaumara age. Krishna's friendship with the cowherd boys is exhibited during the Pauganda period, and Krishna's friendship with the gopis is exhibited during the age of Kaishora. Krishna's pastimes at Vrindavan are finished by the end of Krishna's 15th year, and then Krishna is transferred to Mathura and Dwaraka, where all other pastimes are performed. Srila Rupa Goswami gives us a vivid description of Krishna as the reservoir of all pleasure in this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Thus ends Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 26, Stimulation for Ecstatic Love, Part 1. Recorded March 9, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.